Bienvenido, mi gente. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Let's Talk Mierda, an audio diary podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with friends and family so we can all talk mierda together. So I know I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off. You guys know that song?
No, wait.
Terrible. You guys are terrible.
Sorry.
That's okay. I've been gone for a minute, but I am coming back with a brand new episode where we're going to talk shit about shit and meet brand new people. On this very special episode, I will be finally collaborating with another podcast. This podcast is called, drumroll please. You guys want to see
the music? Unfiltered Trio.
They missed the beat on that one.
I haven't had my coffee. You wasn't like, going to get on that. You were not going to get that much from me.
Trio?
Wake up, guys. Wake up.
So
I got my yogurt over here.
They are a trio of women who aim to revive candid, unadulterated conversations, offering three different perspectives, which all sound like taboo topics to me. Although we've known each other for a short time, their podcast touches on financial literacy, trans women in sports, welfare, and so much, so much more. Or as we like to call on this show, taboo topics. Anyway, they're all strong Latinas from Brooklyn.
Yes.
Shout out.
I'm very excited to have all of you hear from them and learn about their podcast, Unfiltered Trio, and more of their individual perspectives. So let's have a nice, beautiful, warm welcome to the women from Unfiltered Trio. Say hello to the world, Stephanie, Luz, and Maria.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Come on, more enthusiasm, guys.
Well, welcome to the show where we're going to be talking shit about a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I'd like to start off this section with your bios. So I will start off with Steph. Stephanie was born and raised in Brooklyn to Puerto Rican parents. She's a proud New Yorican roots.
That's right.
During the day, Stephanie works as a public school in a special education classroom. She's always had a love for learning and advocacy. She loves connecting with her community and podcasting. Oh, community and with podcasting. She's found a perfect space to combine it all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Luz?
That would be me right over here.
No, I'm not just kidding. Luz was born in Caracas, Venezuela, to an Ecuadorian mother and Venezuelan father. Luz migrated to the U.S. at the age of 8. She's been driving?
Driven, sorry.
Oh.
She's been driving, too.
She's been driving since she was 8 years old. That's what I thought it was going to say.
I was like, no.
And driven since day one and determined to reach her goals. She hopes to make her family proud, and she wants everyone to know that with hard work and dedication, you can do anything you set your mind to.
That's facts right there.
Thank you, Luz. And Maria. Maria was born in Mexico, raised
Shout
in Brooklyn.
Shout out to my Mexicans.
Hey. She's an entrepreneur that is knowledgeable about restaurants. Oh, hookah lounge businesses.
Yeah.
She's a licensed real estate agent and a real estate investor. Her interest in investing motivates her to educate herself more each day. With podcasting, she hopes to communicate to the audience the importance of learning and developing good money habits to pass down to their kids for, I'm guessing, generational wealth.
Generational wealth. That's the goal.
That's the goal. So you guys are all have your own different backgrounds and all different people. So let's start off with how we met. So we'll start with Steph.
Okay.
That's how we kind of all met.
So, one day we came into the studio, and we were just waiting for our time to come. And actually that day we booked it last minute. So we had to wait like a whole hour to get into our next session because it was already all booked. So we decided to chill there, kind of like talk and mingle. And, Ray, his brother, Brian,
yes,
was sitting there, and we were talking about our episode about financial literacy, And Brian actually, we were like asking him questions, and then we kind of like all went back and forth talking about how, you know, finances affects us or whatever, right? So then after that, we kind of like exchanged information, and he was telling me, he was like, hey, my brother Ray is into podcasting, and I think you guys would be a good, you guys would get along and, you know, have a good episode. So here's his information. So that's how we met Brian.
Shout out to Poppy Wave.
Poppy Wave. And I did go to one of his events, and he was good.
Very nice.
With the percussions, and yeah. I was dancing all night, yeah.
Nice. I haven't been to a lot of his shows, but I will go. you hear that,
Poppy Wave?
That's mostly because I'm an old man, and he DJs, like, on the weekdays. So I kind of was thinking out.
This is true. It was a weekday. I was tired the next day, but I showed up.
So that's how we met. So as brief as that encounter was, here we are recording an episode.
Yes.
So we're here to talk about your podcast, Unfiltered Trio. So how do you guys know each other? And what made you start this podcast?
Well, that's a funny story.
Well, once upon a time, right? No. I know Stephanie for quite some time now. So we met over 13 years ago. So we've been friends for a very, very long time. And the podcast story, it was just kind of like, she's always big into this type of stuff. Me, I kind of just go along with shit. And I'm like, you know what? Sure, why not? So she had asked me months ago. She was like, hey, would you be interested in it? And I was like, yeah, whatever. But once again, I just go along with it. So I'm like, you know. So then one drunk night.
Oh, that's how it starts.
Yeah, that's how you mean one drunk night. Her and I were going out. Well, we were out, actually. And then we were going to go to Vice, which is the place where Maria is at. But it was closed at that time. So we, you know, we figured, like, let's go somewhere else. We were going to be home early. No, we weren't. So I was like, oh, Vice is open now. Let's go to Vice. So we ended up at Vice that night. And honestly, after one shot and another shot, I was like, hey, I was doing a podcast. She did a podcast and was like, you want to do a podcast together? And literally was like, okay. And here we are.
Okay.
Just doing a podcast.
Literally.
What's a perspective of yours that you wanted to bring to the show, to your show?
Like from our?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Me, honestly, just to talk about, right, the spotlight's on me. No, for me, like, from when I had seen it from the beginning, was just mostly kind of just, not so much even educating people, but just to talk about things that people don't normally like to talk about, you know? And having three different perspectives definitely helps, because it's like, we definitely, none of us think alike, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, I can see where you're coming from, I can see where you're coming from, and so on. So we kind of bounce off each other, you know? At the end of the day, yes, we don't agree with probably 90% of the stuff that we kind of think, you know? But we do respect each other, and we respect each other's opinions, so we kind of want to bring that out there and be like, hey, there's this topic, or there's this conversation, and we're able to discuss it. And I think it also gets people kind of thinking, you know, because somebody could be like, I agree with her, but I also kind of see where this one is coming from. And, you know, it's just like that, just to have ideas and just bounce off each other.
Nice. Maria?
Uh-oh.
How did you get into the mix? You were there at Vice that drunken night, right?
Yeah.
Were you giving the shots or taking them? Or both?
I was both. So basically, I had a podcast with another friend of mine. Okay. Maybe like a month or 2 months before I had met them.
Okay.
And like, you know, it just wasn't really going the way I wanted it to. So, you know, we kind of like gave it a little break. And then when they like strolled into to the bar, I was, you know,
literally,
we were, you know, we were talking about so many, we were literally having a podcast at the bar. Like, we were talking about taboo topics.
Yeah.
The condo was flowing.
Yes.
We were vibing. It was interesting. I was curious. I was excited. I was like, oh my God, this is a nice mix. And when she brought up that she had done podcasting before, I was like, oh. Light bulb.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, interesting. Ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I was like, hey, so did I. And like, I feel like we would like work well together. And I said, we should try it. Why don't we try? Give it a go. Give it a shot between the three of us.
Yeah.
And little did we know, like we actually got together and we were like, yeah, let's do it. And now we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just random like that, but like that's how things happen sometimes. You never know where you're gonna meet someone that you're gonna do business with or have a connection with or anything.
Yeah.
So So that's crazy.
And it's like you guys have a 13-year head start in a way. Yeah. But you also meet people in 5 minutes or 2 months, mm-hmm. and you guys are instantly connected. So yeah. That's pretty cool. Tell us how that night ended, advice. Because I know you started a lot of it. So tell me, how did the name start? Was it that night too?
No. We were actually going back and forth in text message. Like, okay, at first, I think the first one that I put out there was like, Café con Bochinche, right? I love that. Sounds cute, right? Yeah. They didn't like it.
It is a majority thing.
They were like, no, what does Bochinche mean anyway? I was like, oh, don't tell me that Puerto Ricans are the only ones that use Bochinche.
No, Bochinche is gossip. I know what Bochinche is, gossip. And it's I'm not here to gossip. I could care less.
I'm not here to gossip.
No, I was like, no, try again. But
Bochinche means so much more than that to me, at least. It's not just necessarily gossip. It's just sitting around. Bochinche to me is sitting around and just talking about talking about shit and shooting the shits back and forth, no matter what the topic is. So most of the time it's about other people, but
that's like what we would say in Mexico, chismeando.
So it's like you're just, you know, having a good time talking about different things. But they didn't like that. They shut it down right away. I was like, okay. They were like, we need something with three in it. And I was like, okay. I went on ChatGPT? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ChatGPT, help me, please. Come up with something that's trio, women, Brooklyn. I don't know. I started putting all of these criterias in there. And they eventually, we came out with unfiltered trio, or trio unfiltered or something. And then it kept...
Trio Unfiltered. Salud.
Thank you.
So then eventually we got to Unfiltered Trio, and we were like, oh, that fits. We're good. And then we also had the question, like, what if one of us drops out?
Unfiltered duo.
That's what I said. I said Unfiltered duo. But, you know, whatever. We kept the name.
Yeah, you can't think like that. That's already starting negative.
Yeah.
What if this? What if that? You know, it is what it is. We're three right now.
So. Yeah. So I, that was, of course, what we ended up with. And then Maria had created the logo. And I was at first it was just Unfiltered Trio, but I did like the colors. We came up with like the color scheme, like what colors do you think? And we kind of went down the route of doing like, you know, pinks and blacks and white. And that's how we kind of like started. And then I was like, I feel like the logo needs something else. It needs something else that represents our podcast. So then that's when I put the three heads or the three wigs.
Yeah.
The three wigs on the logo. I was like, you know what? Y'all not coming up with anything else. So I'm going to leave my wigs there. Okay.
The wigs were nice, but they're not outlines of you guys, right?
No,
they're not.
No. Well, you know, you could have fooled me. I was like, that must be the three of them.
Hello, thank you. Exactly. That was my aim. I was like, okay, it has to look somewhat like.
So, what kind of topics? Well, I spoke briefly about three random topics, but what are your favorites out of the ones you guys have done so far?
Financial literacy.
Why?
I mean, I just think it's such an important topic. I loved it. It was, and honestly, it brought out a lot of like our differences as well.
Yeah.
But at the end, I feel like people could really appreciate like the differences and kind of like the conversation is so much bigger than it. And it really like gets people, you know, interested in it and it kind of gets people heated too because we think so different. But yeah. That was my favorite episode. Yeah.
Luz?
Huh. That's a good question. I don't know which one is my favorite episode, to be honest with you. Where I can be like, I don't know. I think I'm always like in the middle of things. Yeah. I don't ever have like this is my favorite one or this is my favorite.
I feel like in every episode that we have, I'm on one side. Steph is on the other side.
And I'm always in the middle.
Luz is like kind of just like wobbling in the middle. Not.
Yeah, because the way I think and the way my brain is, like I can start off one way and then as I progress, it's just kind of like I move along, so I just rather stay in the middle of things unless I feel strongly about something and I have yet to come across something where I'm genuinely gonna
black
like
and white.
You know, it's very black and white, like no, this is what it is and this is how I feel, like nobody can change my mind. For the most part, I'm just like I don't like to be just like one side person.
Do you have a favorite episode?
Do I have a favorite? Not really. I mean, I enjoy all the conversations that we have. I feel
come
like
come on, she said you're black and white, and you're black and white.
No, I'll take it.
For me, I enjoy having these types of conversations. I enjoy having deep conversations, whether it's about financial literacy, whether it's about trans women in sports, whether it gets my brain going. Yeah. The one that I was most excited to kind of like talk about. Let's see which one I had fun kind of like researching and stuff. I think financial literacy. I think the financial literacy one was good.
So that's the one you guys need to listen to, evidently. Financial literacy. So if that's the first one you listen to, I think that's the one.
Yeah, because I think that that episode, it wasn't so much of like, okay, you're right, you're wrong, or like anything political. It was more so our own experiences with finances, and I think that hits a lot of people in different ways, and they're like, yo, like, I really enjoy that because that's what I went through, and we all financially had a different path, so it showed, and that's what I really appreciate about that episode, so, yeah, I would say that one, I guess, if I had to choose.
I think that's a good one. How do you guys decide your topics while we're still talking about your podcast?
I think we just kind of all just insert our choice of like that of whatever topic we want to talk about. We bring it up, and if we like all three of us agree on it, we do it. And also we try to go by like current events. We try to stay current with it. So like whatever's trending right now, what's going on in like the political arena, we try to like get on it ASAP, so that, because you know, it's what people are talking about, so we should be commenting on it and giving our perspective on it just to stay current and updated, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with what she says. We generally, what we like to do is get a little bit of each episode that we enjoy talking about, because we don't all agree on topics to talk about, right? Yeah. We're not going to be like, yeah, trans women in sports. That's definitely one that wanted to have that conversation. It's a hard conversation to have, and you can be criticized for your opinion on that topic. So that was one that I had chose, but was it comfortable for them to talk about? Not so much. It's something that I was comfortable talking about. But, you know, we did it anyway. I feel like we did a good job with it. And then, you know, we just, like, I like to think about, episodes that kind of, like, talk about, like, okay, more psychological, like, why people do what they do, or what is it that's current that's happening, and why is this happening? That's how I like to talk about things. Luz likes to talk, she could speak for herself, but...
Go ahead. I thought it was interesting that you guys spoke about trans women in sports.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, I know what's happening, but you don't really thought about it. Yeah, you don't hear about it.
But I think Stephanie came in with the idea of like, oh, I have all these points and they feel this way. Because at one point she was kind of surprised. She's like, damn, I really thought this conversation was going to go a different kind of way.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, I really thought, because I'm more of the advocate, more like, yeah, I believe.
She's for the underdog.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always going for the underdog. So... But they have more, I can't even explain it, but a different point of view of what I would have. So I thought that they were going to come with that more conservative point of view. But they really didn't. They were just like, oh, I understand and I see why, you know, why this would be a thing. But I still believe what I believe, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of, like, the logical kind of person. I like to research everything, and if the research in my head makes sense, then it's just, like, that's kind of how I look at things in general, in any perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do the whole psyche with her too much, where it's like, oh, why people, I don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck on the why. The why, to me, doesn't matter, because it's already happening. Yeah. I'm more interested at it's happening, why, how it's happening, and how is it affecting.
Yeah, like, I don't completely agree with that. Yeah,
I don't. Like, I could care less about who's the baby fucking. I don't care.
Yeah. It's hard. It's like there's never gonna be an answer to the why. There's so many reasons that you're just assuming so many things, and you're assuming everybody thinks the same, and you assume that everybody's why is the same, even though they're for whatever reason they're doing it. Everyone has different reasons, right? Yeah, me too. I'm more interested in like, okay, what's going on, and how it's going to affect us, and how it's going to transpire like over time. What's going to happen? That's what I want to know and talk about.
See, I'm more of the how did we get here and why did we get to where we get to.
To me, that's to. Like asking what came first, the chicken or the egg. I'm not answering that question. Yeah. I could care less.
Because we have chickens and eggs. Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? To me, it's just like, oh, and I'm like, no, it's here. It's here. What are we doing about it? How we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things. So it's interesting.
I agree with that sometimes. And continuing to talk about your show, Unfiltered Trio. You can follow them at
Unfiltered Trio Pod on Instagram. We're also on TikTok. I believe the name is the same. And those are kind of like two platforms that we use. So
and they're on Apple.
Yes.
Spotify.
Yes. Amazon Music.
Everywhere
they,
podcasts
everywhere.
Are available.
Yeah, everywhere podcasts are available. Exactly.
So, you know, I've worked with a bunch of different people in my podcast because most of my episodes are with someone else. Mm-hmm. And sometimes topics that I like, the other people don't like. Mm-hmm. So that's just me and someone else. I couldn't imagine doing it like over and over and over and over again. So yeah. What is a topic that you personally have wanted to bring onto your show, Unfiltered Trio, mm-hmm. That the other host did not want to talk about?
I want to say race. So when we talk about race and where we're at and and where we're at in the country and like everyone's different perspective on race. Some believe that race isn't a thing anymore. Some people do believe that racism exists. Racism, I'm talking about, not race. But so that's kind of like a topic that I would like to touch on, but I know it's such a
taboo topic.
Taboo, yeah. But it's also very sensitive topic, right? Yeah. Because neither one of us are black. Right?
Yeah.
So that'll, it's like, okay, what can you say about this if you're not a black person, right? How can you say you've experienced this? How could you even have a conversation about that, you know? Yeah. Because a lot of the times, and the same thing like with trans women in sports, we decided to do it even though that neither one of us are trans, right?
Yeah.
Or neither one of us are queer. But it's a good conversation to have because at home, you're having these conversations anyway.
Yeah.
Why is it so taboo when we're in a community to talk about it?
Because the internet is crazy.
Right? Yeah.
It will cancel you in 3.2 seconds.
Yeah. And I feel like, and I tell the girls all the time, as long as we're not intentionally trying to hurt someone or degrade someone or make someone feel bad, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to have this conversation. We're all adults. And if you feel like you've been offended by something that someone has said as, you know, we're speaking, then call them out on it. Why not, you know?
And that's why they don't want to talk about it?
Right.
No, but we never brought that up.
I was going to say,
about reverse racism. Maria was like, no, I'm not talking about that.
When?
This was
when we were eating at the Mexican spot.
Restaurant.
You were like, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Because I had brought reverse racism, and you said, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But I thought it was just kind of just a one-time thing, not so much that it was brought up.
Yeah,
if somebody says no, I'm not going to push the issue.
Well,
no,
I guess you found
Let's talk about it. That's our next episode.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid of it.
Well, that's one of the things, and I guess it wasn't so untouchable.
Yeah, not at all.
No one here thinks that race doesn't exist.
Racism?
Yeah.
No.
I've come across people that...
I've come across
Okay, but not
people.
Here, right?
No. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No. I don't know about reverse racism, but I don't know. But you know what we should talk about one day? Cancel culture.
Cancel culture. Yeah. Well, that's why we have our episodes, because of cancel culture.
Yeah.
Is that people are canceling others because of their opinions.
Yeah, fuck
and
that
it's
shit.
Like... Like, you have to hear every side. For me, I
that's
feel
not
like
freedom
of
speech, then.
Side.
Yeah, of
yeah.
course.
That's
you can't
you
just
have.
Be like, oh, yeah, let's cancel them because, like, we disagree with them. You know, that's fucked up. Like, that's you have to watch out with everything you say because you can offend everybody. Like, people have to stop just getting offended so easily.
Yeah. I also feel bad for the people who get canceled for something they said in 1980-something.
Yeah. It's really unfair.
If you really notice, they pick and choose who to
pick
do
and
it.
Choose.
Oh, absolutely.
Pick and choose who to do it to. There's not everybody. There's not one clear cut across the board. It's like you're picking and choosing to who you're doing it and, you know, whatever. And it is true. It's like you tweeted like in freaking 2001, you know, something. And it, whatever. It was the fun stuff. And now it's coming back up. And you're like,
it wasn't offensive in 2001, though.
Not even that, but we all say offensive thing all the time.
Yeah. Like, right, and
that's what I don't understand. Look, like,
I don't understand how the funniest cartoons were so offensive. And like a Family Guy, The Simpsons, South Park.
Yeah.
Like those are the best cartoons and they're racist as fuck. They're sexist as fuck. they make fun of everybody, everything, and it's hilarious. And it like always has a little truth to it, but that's what it is. Yeah. And people like stereotypes are there for a reason, but it's not that it's everybody, but it's funny. It's fucking funny. That's what it is. And people always crying about everything ruin everything for the rest of the people.
Yeah. I think there's a fine line between that. I think I also agree. Like, I like dark humor. So I like anything that people shouldn't say for it to be funny. But there's also a fine line between the two because then some people think it is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's been going on forever.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, The Simpsons has been around since, like, what, 1993?
But that's
93?
What I
want to
say. It's kind of like...
No, I think 80-something.
80-something, right? Like, and they've been cruel that's the entire time.
Yeah.
Right, but that's the thing. People have been complaining about, like, for instance, when you're... I mean, I feel like we're getting off topic. Let's
I was
going
to say, can we go back to the topic then?
Like, like in The Simpsons or whatever, Family Guy makes like a Mexican joke, right? That's offensive. Like, I'm not gonna get. Well, how is it gonna offend me? Like, if it's not true, like it's just funny. Funny. Like, mm-hmm. funny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it touches you in a way that you get offended, then like I don't know, that's your insecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I agree. So give me a topic that you would want to talk about.
That I would want to talk about.
That you think that they. Don't want to talk about, or you've brought up and they don't want to talk about.
I guess like the when I want to do like episodes where like, oh, let's like give tips or something, or like finance tips or investing tips or accounting tips or like accounting hacks, you know, and they're like, I don't feel comfortable with that because we're not experts on it. And so I get their point, I guess, but it's like, it's going to be a fact. It doesn't mean that we do that.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, okay, accounting hacks that you can use to your advantage that most people don't know. And that, like, we can Google it or if we know it ourselves and like share it to our audience, share like common knowledge. Not common knowledge, but like things that should be common knowledge for you to like save some money on your taxes or, you know, save some money or invest, you know. But they're always like, no, we don't feel comfortable.
Well, the only reason is just because the crux of our podcast isn't, you know, finance. Like, we did a finance episode, which was financial literacy, which was good. But to kind of, like, focus on specific finance tips, that's not really, like, the crux of our podcast. At least that's what I believe, you know? And I'm more of like, okay, we have a focus. Let's stay with that focus. Let's stay within that range. And let's not kind of like veer off. I mean, we can sometimes or whatever, but to make it like a thing, I mean, I'm broke. What kind of tips I'm gonna get?
Maybe your listeners are broke.
Exactly.
And whatever
tips
Maria might have might make them not broke in like 5 years. Yeah. Anyway.
And if you research it, maybe you learn something too, you know?
I've researched. I know about finance. I'm still broke.
There's no hope.
And she's still broke.
Don't think like that. Don't think
that's
like that.
That's hilarious. Honestly, I haven't really brought something to the table where it's been like, oh... you know, it's not something. I mean, I don't, once again, I'm neutral. I'm like, I don't mind whatever the topic is. It has to be something. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not going to talk about that. You know, I'm always like,
relationships.
Relationships.
Oh yeah, that's one thing. All three of us agree on that. Like, we don't really want to
make it a relationship.
Yeah, we do agree because I even said that from the beginning. I do not want to be one of those podcasters where I want to talk about men and how men act and how women this and how it's affected. And because your great granddaddy used to open her door and now no, I do not care. I do not care for it.
Okay, then that's a perfect. A topic, I guess, that no one else wants to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, well, none of you want to talk about
relationships. No, not really. No.
We also view the relationships very, very differently. And that I do think it would be like.
Like, is there any topic do you feel like we would agree 100%?
No, probably not.
No, right? Not even one.
Do you guys agree that the sky is blue?
It's a reflection of the water. You should just ask us like
10 like random questions and see the same. But like simple ones, you know, like.
So okay, do you guys think that the Earth is round or flat?
It's round.
We agree with that.
Okay, there we go. Yay!
Yeah, we agree with science.
It definitely is round.
I'm very happy that.
Do you agree that Tupac is still alive now?
Do you?
I think so.
I said Tupac. I said Tupac.
You think he's alive?
He's dead now.
You think he's dead? Why do you think he's alive? Where do you think he's alive?
I don't know. He's hiding somewhere. He's like, I don't know. I want to believe.
He's hiding
like,
in one of the caves in Afghanistan.
I can't. They just saw this thing that they saw. What's his name? Epstein? What was his first name?
Epstein Island.
Jeffrey Epstein.
They saw him in 2013 back in. No, wasn't no. It wasn't that long ago. Sorry. Somewhere in London, I think. Or some shit.
Well, at least they say they saw that, him.
Yeah, they claim that they see
him. Listen, when you have so much money, things are possible.
Yeah.
No, that is
never
true.
Know.
That is
say
true.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but if.
Probably.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's so funny.
People dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's a great natural ending spot. Thank you all for sharing your stories about your podcast and why you started it and how you guys know each other and being, vulnerable or semi-vulnerable because we might get canceled after this.
Maybe. Let's see how it goes. It's still a little early.
There are four of us here, so you guys all know it was not easy to get us all here. So thank you for coordinating and opening up a schedule or some time for me. And we're moving on to the next section of the episode. So we will be right back. Section of Let's Talk Mierda, an audio diary podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends and family so we can all talk mierda together. So, this is going to be a very fun and interesting section where we are going to talk about random stuff or shit about shit. So,
shit about shit.
I'm going to ask you guys to bring up either a taboo topic or some childhood memory that I like to call core memories or something that just grinds your gears, you know. And talk a lot of shit about it and give me details. So, I think Lou's going first.
I'm going first. Yes. It's just off the top of my head because I'm not gonna lie. I think it's something that does bother me. Coming from an immigrant family and your parents don't speak English, they expect you to help them with every single thing, as if I don't have a fucking life. Okay, it is. Oh, can you please call Verizon for me? Can you please call the doctor for me? Can you please do this? I'm working.
Yeah.
I get a call in the middle of the day, and it's like, the guy was here, but I don't know what to do. Can you please talk to this person? Or can you please do this? Okay, it's just, and it's kind of expected in the moment that you say no. It's like, you're such a bad child. I'll be honest with you, and I know I'm not the only one because, like, other people can relate. It's like, if your parents don't speak English and you do, it's like your parents expect you to sit there, drop whatever it is that you're doing.
I need this
come
right
and
now.
Help me. You yeah. need to come. You need to translate this for me.
Yeah.
You need to call this person. You need to call. I'm like, please leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
That's the immigrant experience?
Honestly, I said, I can't be the only one. I cannot be the only one.
I went through that too, yeah.
I cannot be the only one. And it does put pressure on you. And I don't think parents realize that. Like, honestly, it does put pressure on you. Because for me, it's like, oh, shit, if I forgot to do something, now I got to hear it. Now it's like, oh, you're not helping me. Yeah. Or, oh, you're not here. And I'm like...
Did you ever get to a point where you're like, well, if you could read yourself, you wouldn't be able to do that shit?
Nah, Nancy, don't listen to my podcast. So I don't talk to Nancy like that. I don't talk to Nancy like that. Nancy crazy. No.
That is hilarious.
But I now that I'm older, I just play it off. She'll be like, she expected me, and I kid you not. She got a letter, something about her credit score. She goes, like, can you please go into, like, the three,
FICO.
Yeah, like, that.
Experian.
Yeah, right, and print them out.
For what?
Because she wanted her credit card report. And I was like, print what? All 500 pages since you had credit in this fucking country? That's what I was supposed to do at work so she can print. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, sounds like she's trying to treat you like a personal assistant.
Yes. And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen.
So do you guys have a similar story related to that?
Yeah, I mean, my mom, like, she's, till this day, she doesn't speak English, and she's been here, like, 30 years. My dad speaks English fine, a little accent, but, you know, you can understand him. And, but same thing, I mean, my dad speaks English, but he still wants me to do everything for him, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's annoying, but, like,
businesses, he had all these transactions, and he still needs
to. He just wants me to do it. I don't know, I just feel like it's, like, as a parent, like,
I made you. You have to do this.
I don't even know. But it's more like I just think it's like, it's not about obedience, but it's just about like respect.
I don't even know if it's respected, but it's.
I mean, they do a lot for me, and of course, like, that's the least I can do for them. You know, like I don't take it like that. I don't really. It's annoying, of course, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'll do it. Like, and I don't really like. Take it bad, or it's not. I don't really think it's a big deal.
So you don't have a story where they annoyed you because they wanted to chant.
I mean, like, it's annoying every time because, you know, like, they should do it themselves. But no, like, I'll do it. I'll translate my. Well, now my mom gets by. I don't know how, but
Google Translate.
Yeah, Google Translate. Yeah, but when I'm there, I'll help. I'll do it. Why not?
I'm sure they love you for it.
They better.
Me and my mom spoke English. Like, I didn't have a problem there. So, there's no translation. There wasn't really. She did whatever she had to do. I never had to do anything for her. But yeah. I did have to do everything on my own.
Oh, okay. We've had similar experiences.
Right. I had to do everything on my own. I had to sign myself up for college. I had to figure out my finance. I had to.
Yeah.
Everything that I have in my life is because I had to do it on my own. Yeah. Yes, my mom, she made sure that I had a roof over my head. She made sure that I had food in my mouth and like the very basic needs.
Yeah.
But she was so focused on her career and trying to maintain a household and surviving that I was kind of like left on my own to become independent. And like everything I learned was not through her as an adult. It was through my own experiences and my own mistakes.
Is that your childhood? Trauma
yeah.
that you're
trying yeah.
to
share. No, that's not that
it
one.
It got a little deep. She got a little deep.
I mean, to a certain degree, I appreciate it only because it made me more of like, okay, I have to go, like, not lazy, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have a choice to be lazy. It's either, okay, you get up and you go to school to sign yourself up for college, or it's not going to happen because mommy's worried about going to work and whatever, right? Yeah. I'm sure if I would have asked for help, she would have helped me, but it was just like, that's just kind of like the relationship we had.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I do a lot for my daughter. So she's like, Ma, can you? Ma, can you?
She's in the studio, so they're laughing at her heart.
She's making faces over there. But I would be the mom to like, okay, let's go to college. Let's look at the college before you go. Let's, like, you know, so.
Do a little different.
Right, a little differently.
Different. Yeah, it's true. You know, with my dad, like, when I was saying that he knows how to do everything. Even if there was, even when there was a, language barrier, mm-hmm. he can get anything done by himself. I think the reason that, like, he wants me to do things for him, even from an early age, even from, like, when I was, like, 15, I think it's only so I can learn how to do it. Like, oh, mija, like, call the realtor to look for a tenant for this. So I'm there, 15 years old, like, oh, like, calling up or calling the gas company or this and that. I think he was just doing it so I can learn how to do it for myself, like, as I grow older and get used to doing it. So I think that's what he did it for, which I appreciate. He probably did,
because
I
do it to Alyssa all the time. I'm like, you're coming with me to the laundromat. But you're not. No, you have to learn. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I'm with you there. She's like, I can't be sleeping. No responsibility. No. There's things we have to
do. I'm responsible. I drop it off.
I think you and I had similar experiences. Like, I didn't have the burden of having to translate. Like, thankfully, I speak English and Spanish, but I never had to translate anything. But my mother was kind of had that immigrant experience. Like, she's the one who, they were calling her in the middle of the day. Can you translate this? Right. Oh, I mean, me mandaron una letra aquí. Tú me lo puedes leer? You know, all that stuff. Like, and I used to see my grandma do that. And she'd be like, well, thank God I can't read Spanish.
Because technically, we're second generation.
Yeah.
It's usually the first generation that have to deal with that, which the first generation would have been is my mother.
Yeah.
Because my grandmother is the one that migrated over here to the States. Even though people don't see it that way because we're Puerto Rican, but you're Puerto Rican or Dominican?
Dominican.
But it's similar experience.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah. Maria, you're next. What is your taboo? Grind your gears. Do you want to talk shit about shit?
I honestly, I didn't even like, I don't,
you
I
had
don't
this
know.
Whole time.
Like, I was so involved with what they were saying and like responding. I don't know.
Steph. Me? I think you're ready. I'm going to come back to you.
Yeah. Okay.
I think. And this is, I want to bring this up because it's a very important topic and I like to talk about it as much as I can. And it's me being a co-parent, right? Not being the main parent. And why you rolled your eyes? It's the truth.
I'm going to check out on that. But he said I was allowed to curse and I'm going to do more than cursing.
And my daughter's here, so she's experienced it firsthand. Is that...
Are you going to start talking shit about the co-parenting situation?
No. I'm not going to go that deep. But I think that when I first made that decision to be the co-parent and not the main parent where she's living with me, I've gotten so much backlash. And from the family, from friends, and even when I tell people to this day, they're like, what did you do? Are you a drug addict? Like, they start looking at me sideways, like, how could you give up your daughter to her father, whatever. But it's not give up, but kind of like, you know.
But like, it's her father, whatever.
It's her father, but in their head.
But that's a taboo.
Like
the mom
is the main caretaker, right? And if you're not the main caretaker, then what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's not, you don't come across it often where now, more than ever, yes, the fathers are becoming the main caretakers, but it was a taboo. Mm-hmm. It was a, nobody did that. And every time I mentioned it, they're like, oh my goodness, what happened? And it wasn't no crazy big story. It's just he had better circumstances than I did and he was better fit to give her stability and that's all it was.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's why you have two parents.
And that and that's basically it. And some people don't even want to be moms and then, you know, they're forced. Yeah. They're like, oh, when are you going to have a kid? When are you going to have a kid? They have a kid and nobody's there to help them. So then now they have to deal with that burden on their own. Mm-hmm. So that's something that grinds my gears. It's like people looking at mothers as the main caretaker when you have parents. They're parents for a reason. You have a father and the father is not the babysitter. The father is doing he's doing what he's supposed to make sure he takes care of the kid. So and that's how it should be.
Does he get a lot of, like, brownie points for being
probably
the heir for her?
Probably.
Even though he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm sure, like, other mothers probably look at that like, oh, my God, that's amazing that you stepped up. But I could say this much, he's a great father to her, and we have our differences, but he makes sure that she's taken care of. She loves her daddy, and that's all I could ever ask for. But I'm sure he's gotten brownie points from his wife plenty of times. Oh, yeah. She's laughing. Like, oh my God, babe, you're such a great daddy. Like, relax.
I can't believe you're there for your daughter.
Ew, that is so ill.
Like, he's a daddy. I don't have to thank him. This
like,
is
that is so ill.
So, yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, I agree
with her.
That's
a great topic.
No, I agree with her 100%, you know, where, because I've known her for a long time, and I knew the circumstances why she was doing, you know, and it was hard on her. It wasn't, like, an easy decision for her to make, and it wasn't like, oh, you know, I want her, I want him, you know, I want him to take care of her because I want to party and I want to do, no, not at all. Like she said in the beginning, you know, she knew what she could afford and couldn't afford, and she couldn't afford to have, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, like, hey, I can't do this. Yeah. Here is your daughter. You know, the part where she says that people basically like
expect the moms.
Also on that, just like a side note, I feel like in a society in itself, women fuck that up for themselves, right? Because women, when they go to court, it's like, no, I want full custody, I want this, I want this. But now when you have somebody that needs help, they get looked at, you know, a certain way. It's kind of, we did it to ourselves, if you really think about it, in, you know, in the bigger picture, because women are always like, no, as soon as we get divorced, like, I want all the alimony, I want the biggest child support, I'm going to take care of this, I'm going to do this. So now it's like, oh, okay, that's why mothers are expected to step up, to be burdened with so much, you know, so it's true.
I think it's great that you know that about yourself, right? Some people try to overdo it. I'm like, no, I can do it. And then it's like, no, you can't grow.
No, because when you have kids, it's your kids. Your kids come first. Yeah. Your kids, no matter what. When you have kids, your kids. And if that means that you have to sit there and let the other person take over, as long as they're a good individual, and she knew that he's a good dad and he is a good dad, then it is what it is. That's what you have two parents. I still don't understand why people don't grasp that part. Like, I don't get that.
I mean, it doesn't even matter. Like, at the end of the day, it's your life. It's your daughter.
It's a magical conception.
Family, it's your future. Who gives a shit what other fucking people think? I don't give a shit. You know how many people are waiting for me to have kids? And I'm like, I know I'm not ready yet. So why, if I know I'm not ready yet, why would I put myself and my kid in a situation where it's not going to be ideal, the ideal, like, household to you know what I mean? Like, to raise a kid. You know, you should know your own situation. And if you're not ready, you're not ready. That's why you should be careful, plan it. You know what I mean? Like, and she did great. Like, she's thinking for her... She's thinking for her daughter, not for herself. Like, not for her own pride. No, my daughter's going to be with me. No, it's like...
Because I'm her mom.
Yeah. Like, she don't want
to... And you're fine, right? You're good, right?
Yeah. Okay. You're traumatized. I need to send you to therapy, my child.
Because you left me.
Because of her daddy.
Sorry.
Oh my, because you left me.
Oh my God.
She has abandonment issues now.
She got abandonment issues. Those are serious things, bro. Stop playing.
We're joking about it, but do you?
No, but are you happy?
Blink twice.
Guys, don't put her on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a village. I think we all know that. Yes. You know, whether you have kids or not, it does take a village to raise any individual.
Grandmas, aunties, uncles.
Yeah, I think people forget how many generations used to actually live together, especially for indigenous people. Like, this whole your grandparents not living with you is very colonialism shit.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Like, that's why they lived with you, so they can take care of the baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't have daycare centers and all this stuff.
No.
19 kids, where you putting them?
Yeah. 19. Woo!
My family.
What?
My grandmother had 11 kids.
Oh, my God. My grandmother had 12. My mom had one. Yeah. So.
Like, we're not fast.
She saw the struggle.
My mom was like, no.
Traumatized.
Yeah. No.
But that's why it was never about, like, finances, because you're not going to be able to even make enough money to take care of those kids nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it was all about family. It was all about working together on the farm. It was all about maintaining a household together, doing it together. And I kind of, like, miss that, because as I get older in my family, it's become less and less. And I would love my daughter to experience the type of family dynamic that I had when I was younger, because that has changed. Everybody's living everywhere else. Everybody's worried about themselves.
Right.
And it's just that... It brings a different level of experience when you're able to have that family dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, it teaches you compassion. It teaches you how to deal with it. It teaches you so many things. Yeah.
Okay. We're back to you.
Damn.
Do you think you've had enough time to think about something else?
I couldn't think because there was so many. I was I was actively listening. I don't know what grinds my gears.
Maybe in business or maybe.
Oh, yeah.
This generation. This generation definitely grinds your gears.
Or even now you can talk about relationships.
You know.
This generation, like millennials or Gen Z?
But we're millennials.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you meant this generation right here or this, like, those kids.
Anything below 27 years old. No, I mean, I don't know. It's just the culture. I don't know. It's the culture and stuff. It's just not like how it used to be. Everything's like so shallow and quick and there's nobody like... Nobody appreciates anything anymore. No, there's no real loyalty anymore. People don't know how to, like, keep their word anymore. Yeah. Everyone, like, you just, like, dangle, like, a dollar in front of people, and it's, like, they're, like, they'll literally kill someone over, like, a dollar. You know what I mean? They'll throw you under the bus for an extra buck. You know, it's, there's no, I feel like the quality of, like, relationships, whether it's, whether it's friendship or a romantic relationship or family relationship, I just feel like everyone's like out for themselves.
Yeah.
Don't give a shit about anybody else. Mm-hmm. And whatever it takes for them just to be better and be in front of other people, it's sickening to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and just also this generation is like, they're so entitled. They just think that they deserve everything. They don't want to work for anything. They just want to, like, no, everyone deserves this, that. Like, you deserve what you, like, work for. Like, that's how I think. Like, you're not entitled to anything except, like, a breath of air. That's it. Like, that's it. You know, that's what I'm always complaining about. That's pretty much.
I think that's a great topic.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about Gen Z?
So. I mean, they don't really bother me as much, to be quite honest with you. I find them funny. I do find them funny, like, speaking to them. I'm like, oh, that's so cute that you think that way. You know, I find this generation to be like, oh, but I think this way, therefore I'm different. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
you
don't know no real struggle. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, so I find it, but they don't really bother me, to be quite honest with you. I've come across quite a few, and it's just like, it is, you know, it is a different culture. Mm-hmm. It is very, very different, especially like how we grew up. But then at the same time, you can't help it because times have changed. The reason we want things to be back how they were, we didn't have a lot of things that people have nowadays. So we grew up having to fight. Not even a cell phone. You better text me after 7 and it was free. Now it's not, you know. So I think they also kind of get shitted on a little bit because it's not their fault.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. It's really not. And as the world evolves and progresses, the next generation is probably going to be worse than them because you can only imagine how the technology is going to be.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't fault them for them, but I do think they're cute. They're really hella cute. That's it. Just really cute.
But I don't think it's like only Gen Z, though. I just think like it's like the mentality that like now we've kind of like adopted, like everybody. You know, it's just like, oh my God, I deserve this, or I don't need to work for this. And it's just like, it's just this mentality of like entitlement. And that's, I don't know, that I don't agree with. Cause it's not, yeah.
Steph?
Me,
sorry, I want to leave my comments for the last.
As far as same, they don't really bother me. I think that I understand that we live in a different generation. They have different struggles, different experiences than we did when we were growing up. And I just think that us as millennials or as, you know, an older generation, we need to be able to instill like certain things that have worked for us into the new generation, right? Because a lot of parents are like kind of like hands off, right?
Yeah.
And as a parent, as a community, we have to, no, this is the right path because I went through this already and blah, 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 right? This is how you know, hard work, dedication, and this is things that we have to instill in the new generation that a lot of people are more like hands off, like, whatever, it is what it, this is how they're growing. No, this is our responsibility. The generation is the way it is because of us.
Because yeah. they had to come from somewhere.
It's got to come from somewhere. They didn't raise themselves. Yeah. So
where mine is.
that's my, you know, outlook on it.
I think that Gen Z grew up in a space of participation awards.
Oh my God, I talked about this.
So I think that's why they feel so entitled to a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And they've walked into so many spaces in schools and colleges that's saying, you know, thanks for being here. Mm-hmm. You know, so now they're in the workforce. They're like, you're lucky I even came into work today.
Yeah, yeah. You know? No, I agree. Yeah. 100%. Like, they feel like they should get applauded just for, like, the bare minimum of just, like, showing up.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you did so much. Oh, my God. Like, you deserve the world.
Yeah.
It's like I mean, no. I haven't come across somebody like that. Like,
I'll be honest with you. I haven't. I haven't come across somebody where it's like, oh, I feel. You know, I actually have come across people where they kind of stand their ground. And it's like, you know what? Damn, I probably should have done that 10 years ago. Because if you remember, you 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, you were getting paid for doing two jobs or even three jobs. Yeah, now, yeah. I don't think it's so wrong that somebody's like, no, fuck you. If you pay me right. Pay me what you, I am going to do what you are paying me for. I don't think that makes you entitled. That makes you smarter than me. You know, I don't.
Smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Like, you know, I just think.
Go ahead.
No.
Well, I was going to say there's truth to that, too, because they also grew up watching us take the bullshit from baby boomers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, us not sticking up for ourselves so much.
Because right. So how many times was it like people are stressed out at work, coming home from work? Marriages ended because the husband was stressed out from work and he was stressful. Now it's like, no, if I need to take a mental health, there was no such thing as mental health.
Absolutely.
Back
right.
then.
Right.
You know, if you were going through shit, you still had to go to work.
Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody. You know what I mean? Now it's like, no, I'm going through something. Fuck you in this job. Why? Because there are other jobs, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and employers also, they're still shitty, though. That's the thing. Employers are still shitty. They still want to sit there and pay you, tell you, you know, I'm going to pay you this, but you're going to have like 50,000 responsibilities.
Yeah.
So that hasn't changed, ironically.
That sucks.
Well, I get offended when you say employers are suck. I'm an employer. I think I'm pretty cool.
She's like, yeah, let's talk.
I didn't say all employers.
Yeah, listen, you're gonna get canceled.
Do your employers get 1099s or W-2s?
W-2s.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're a good employer.
You're making sure they're putting into their Social Security.
Right.
If it's a thing when they retire.
See, that's another. So it's like, come on. What are we working for? You can't win. You can't win. There's no winning situation. All I know, I'm done at 50. That's it. It's over.
So, that's it. That was your taboo. I mean, yeah, that was your taboo topic. Yeah. Granted, yours. Okay, great. All right, so that's it. So, thank you for joining us for this next section of Let's Talk Mierda. We're moving on to the next section where we'll be talking about a little bit more positive things. So, we will be right back.
Okay, we're ready.
Uno, dos.
You starting here?
Yeah.
Oh. Bienvenido, mi gente. Welcome back to the last section of Let's Talk Mierda, an audio diary podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with friends and family so we can all talk mierda together. So, this is the last section of the show. I consider myself a huge romantic, so I want to end this show on a positive note. So, if you guys can share something that you're looking forward to in the next couple of months, years, or anything like that. Okay. And we'll start with Maria.
Yay. So, one of my goals in like my life was like, okay, so before I'm 30, I wanted to have like own two properties. So, my birthday is in October. Yeah, so I was like, okay, so this year is like the year that I have to like make sure I get my second property, and like thank God that I was approved for a loan in Cape Coral, and I just I'm in a pending contract right now for a house in Cape Coral.
In Florida?
So in Florida, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So if God willing, my inspection is on Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up.
Okay.
So if everything goes well and everything, like I will be closing on August 11th. Yay! So I'm so excited for that. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait. I hope everything goes well. And it's like, it's beautiful. Oh my God. Like I'll show you guys pictures like when I close. Yeah.
And you said that's gonna be a rental property, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what made you choose Florida?
My father just he just closed on his property there, and like if I get this house, this property, it's 2 minutes away from his.
Oh shit!
It's so crazy. It wasn't like
at least to help you manage it.
Yeah, like I mean I wasn't like aiming to get one around, but like when I saw, I was like, it's 2 minutes away. That's crazy. Like this is meant to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice. So so that's what I'm excited for. Yeah.
Actually, I'm dying to move to Florida.
Yeah.
I actually want to move next year. So I will talk to you about that offline.
Yes.
I'm dying to get out of here. That's great.
Now.
So a big thank you to Maria. Sorry, she had to step out for the rest of the episode. But thank you for sharing your wonderful news with us. So now I want to hear your guys' take on her property sale.
Her property sale. She told us about it a few weeks ago, whatever, that she was thinking of getting her property. And that's why we actually stopped recording for a couple weeks, was because she was in Florida. And then when she came back, she still had things she had to do, so we kind of like held off on that so she can, you know, get her stuff. So it's great that you know, she actually was able to get her house that she wanted and she was excited for. And you know, it's it is. And like, and me and Luz have spoken about this, is that because she's an entrepreneur, because she has kind of like that mindset of like, okay, I'm gonna invest, it kind of pushes us to kind of like look at that and be like, oh, we can do it, you know? So
Yeah.
No, it's great. That's for so her. Cool. Yeah, it's definitely great to hear, you know, that it's moving forward for her.
Yeah. But you saw pictures already.
No, this is the first time. Yeah. It's the first time.
Yeah.
We have seen pictures.
We haven't seen each other for a while. That's why. Okay. Yeah, because she was doing her thing, you know.
So. Awesome. Do you guys have rental properties? Or no, do you guys own property?
No, we do not. I was actually, there was this program, or is this program, I'm still in it. It's called NACA. And so I started that. But then I'm like, okay, well, my finances aren't in order. And there's like so many things that I have to do before I take that step. And kind of like, I'm nervous about that step because I'm not where I would like to be to be able to take that step, even though the program is there to help you to get you there, you know? So I'm just still nervous because New York City is so expensive, and I'm not going to be able to afford a home in New York City with the amount of money I'm making as a paraprofessional.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So,
they don't want us to make it here.
That's so that's kind of like where I'm at with that.
Okay. So we'll move on to Luz. You want to talk about something positive that's coming up for you?
Something positive that's coming up for me. Yeah, why not, right? Well, I got a couple of things, actually, I think.
Yay!
So, I'll be going to Portugal in next month to go see my dad because he's out there. So, I'm going to go visit him. I haven't seen him in a while. So, you know, I'm very, very excited to spend time with him and see him and finally like have a vacation. So I'll be out there for a couple of weeks. And then when I come back, I will be going right back to school to finish so I can finish my degree because it's taken me forever. And now I think it's the time for me to like, all right, cut off the bullshit and do what I got to do. So, yeah, I'm excited for both things, to be honest with you.
That's awesome. What do you want to do? Are you still close to your dad, or would it be?
So he's my stepdad. He raised me since I was 8, so I just call him my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, so my dad had, like, kidney issues, and he needed to be in dialysis. And because, unfortunately, even though he had Medicaid and stuff, he still wasn't able to afford the treatment here. So he went back to Portugal, where he's from, and he's able to get the treatment over there, and it gets covered.
Wow. Damn, America's health system is terrible.
It is so bad. So, like, you know, so yeah. he has help over there. His family's there. So they pick him up. He gets picked up. He gets dropped off. He does his dialysis. And he's been living out there for, like, the last couple of years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people say we have the best healthcare system.
No, we do not.
Who on earth has ever even said that?
People say that. I'd rather be here, be able to choose my doctors, and look what year goes through, and the appointments and all that. I'm telling you. Yeah, there's people out there.
Tell me something interesting that you've done. You've been there before, right?
Yes, but from a long time ago. The last time I was like 14.
Yeah, oh, my God.
So it's been like 21 years since the last time I went. Yeah, I was in 8th grade. I graduated 8th grade, and that was the last time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking forward to out there? Like, is there something like a food?
Oh, it's beautiful. I've been there and I remember. It is absolutely beautiful. The food is really good. So I'm also going with my son. And this is like the first time that we're just going to go out and explore. Yeah. So even though my dad's going to be doing dialysis, so when he's busy with that, I'll be out and about with my kid and, you know, just going out. Because Adrian, like, he's older. He's 13. So it's not like he's a baby. Yeah. So I kind of get to like have somebody, you know, that like we can just go and hang out and just kind of explore with things around.
Yeah, and do stuff. And do those stuff. Young feet definitely are going to help you out there. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Portugal.
Have you thought about going?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I would love to travel the world. So Portugal is definitely... Spain is actually where I really want to go, only because my heritage, like my background, is mostly Spanish.
Yeah.
So I would love to kind of like go to Spain and explore that over there. And but Portugal's right next door, and I wouldn't mind going over there.
30-minute ride, or about an hour.
That's so naive. They speak Spanish there?
Yes. Okay. In Portugal, it's Portuguese.
Portuguese. Yes. Okay.
And Spanish, right? They kind of know.
Do you speak Portuguese?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that was a science that we can
Spanish,
repeat.
No? Well, my dad had to learn Spanish because of my mom. Mm. So Portuguese and Spanish is very similar. So yeah. I understand it. I can speak it. You know, so it's cool.
Tell us a sentence, if you don't mind.
Like what?
Hi, how's your day?
Yo solo falo un cadinho português.
Oh, I don't know what that means. Something about Portuguese. I don't follow Portuguese?
No, I was like, I only speak a little bit of Portuguese.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. When I used to do customer service, Portuguese people, I talk really, really slow in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you talk slow too.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it sounds very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Brazilian Portuguese and European Portuguese are very different.
Oh, okay.
Very, very different.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what...
Yeah, I feel like Brazilian Portuguese is more like...
It's more open.
It's harder to understand.
No, I feel Brazilian Portuguese, it's actually very much similar to Spanish, and they open their mouth more.
Really?
European Portuguese, like from Portugal, they are very, like, more, like, they don't really open to enunciate as much, to be honest with you. It's more like just, like...
Kind of like the Spanish, like the Spanish out there in Spain. Mm-hmm. They're more of, like, they do the tongue thing, right?
Yeah.
The lisp.
Yeah, with like the
feta.
Yeah, like the
feta.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool.
Español.
Basically.
All right, Steph. I think you're the last one to go. Something positive and something you're looking forward to.
I'm going to going on a cruise in 2 weeks or a week and a half.
Ooh.
So I'll be going to the Bahamas and Puerto Rico and DR. So I'm excited for that.
On a cruise though, right?
On a cruise, yeah. So 7 days. So that'll be nice. We'll be going to Miami first for a little bit, and then we're sailing off from Miami to all those countries. And
are you taking a boat from here to Miami? And then
No. I'm taking a flight.
You're flying over
there.
I'm
flying into Florida and then taking a boat from Miami. And then also starting school in September. So finally finishing my degree in teaching and looking forward to that. So
nice. You're getting a degree in education?
Yeah, in education. Special education.
The education department is paying for it?
Yeah. Well, a portion of it, right? So as a paraprofessional, I get like about 8 credits that I can take for free. So I'm doing that at Toro College. And then I'm almost done with my associates. And then I'm going into my bachelor's. So that's for free. And then the Department of Education, after I get my degree... they'll write it off.
So, as long as you stay as teaching long as in I New York State teaching. For how many years now?
I think it's like 10.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge commitment. But hey,
but where am I going? Where am I going in reality? You know.
Well, that's a good program if you guys didn't know about that. Like, the New York City will pay for your education.
Yeah.
If you stay teaching in New York, though. Mm-hmm. But if you don't plan on leaving, it makes sense.
Right. I could also pay for my master's out of pocket and not commit to New York City. So.
Yeah.
But they do pay up to the bachelor's, at least, with those free credits. It'll take longer, but, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. That's what you're looking forward to?
Yeah. Nothing else? No?
Okay, good. No, I'm just like.
And the cruise. Don't forget the cruise.
That all sounds like a lot of fun.
How about you? What are you looking forward to?
I'm going away next week. I'm going to Atlanta and Florida.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to visit my father's side of the family in Atlanta and then my mother's side in Florida.
Okay, family trip.
Yeah.
You driving or you're flying?
Flying to destinations. Okay. But I rented cars out there.
Okay.
So I'll be able to transport myself because, you know, sometimes relying on family to pick you up and shit.
Yeah, no.
I can drive myself to your house.
Like, thank you. Appreciate it.
And then those Ubers out there, they ain't, you're going to be paying $100 to go like 10 blocks, waiting like a whole hour until they come pick you up. No.
Yeah.
They're the worst out there.
Although,
I don't know about in Atlanta, but I know Florida.
I went to Miami, I want to say, 4-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the Ubers were like dollars.
Oh, were they?
Like, it was like a dollar and change. It was cheaper to take an Uber than to take the bus.
Really?
And I don't know if I had some extreme promo at the time. But I was just like, I was in my head, I'm like, girl, $3? Send me $2.
Because I know in New York, there's always been like a minimum of like $8 or $7 or something like that. Yeah. Like, they're not going to charge you less than that.
I don't do Ubers. Yeah. I don't do Lyft. I don't.
You got lucky.
You don't? All right, you're your own car.
I drive everywhere. She knows.
Yeah.
She'd be like, Luz. I'm like, listen, there's a lot of things I would not do if I did not have a vehicle.
Yeah.
I would be like a freaking hermit just in my house doing nothing.
I think having a car is so beneficial. It's so beneficial.
I just can't afford one. I cannot be without one.
Not in New York City, though, to be honest. No. The parking and all that, unless you have, like, you're in a decent neighborhood where there's parking.
Yeah.
If not, you're sitting, because I had a car for a short period of time. I was sitting out there for, like, an hour or two in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
Just trying to find one spot. Yeah. Even if it was a couple blocks away. Yeah. So it was a headache. And then the parking tickets and...
Oh my goodness.
The speeding now.
Oh yeah, no, that I do.
No, you're saving a lot more money.
No, I'm definitely paying somebody's salary with all the freaking all the speeding tickets I get. I'm definitely somebody's salary is out there.
Oh, that sucks. So we're done. Time to close the show. I'd like to close the show with a goal that you have for literally this time next year. So right now we're recording in July. I don't know when this episode is coming out, but right now we're in July. So in July 2024, what is the goal that you have? You can't say anything you've already said, so it can't be graduating.
I was going to say.
And it can't be vacation. And it can't be anything.
Oh, well, hopefully by next year, I'm done with my degree.
Okay.
That is my goal. That is what I am aiming for starting now, and that is my goal to go.
He said you can't repeat. Didn't you say that? No.
No. I said starting school because he said what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to starting.
You want to talk about what you're getting your degree in?
I am getting my bachelor's in criminal justice.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us from where?
From John Jay.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, because I'm a paralegal. So it's like I already have my associates in paralegal studies. So I kind of just want to finish, you know, in that.
Yeah.
So that is my goal to finally have my bachelor in 2024.
What, do you want to be a cop?
No, I do not want to be a cop.
Oh, what do you want to do in criminal justice?
I'm still trying to figure that out afterwards.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you're going to school and doing the right thing.
Yes.
So,
you know.
And being a good example for your son.
I try.
What's your goal?
My goal is to be in my own place next year around this time, hopefully. God willing. So...
In Brooklyn?
Yeah, an apartment in Brooklyn somewhere. I don't know. Figure that part out. Still got to figure it out. Yeah. But hopefully, you know, so ready for that to happen.
It's not recording.
No, it's recording.
So thank you for coming on to the show. Let's talk mierda. Thank you for sharing all of your thoughts, ideas, and different perspectives. I know Maria's not here to bid us adieu, but thank you, everyone from Unfiltered Trio Podcast. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Us.
Thank you. I didn't want to speak for everyone, okay? I can speak for Maria because she's not here, but.
So make sure you go check them out. You can follow them on Instagram at Unfiltered Trio Pod. On Instagram and anywhere you listen to any other podcasts. Mm-hmm. So also follow my page if you follow them.
Yes. Follow all of us.
So until next time, guys.
Hasta luego.
Okay.